Well, I've got a story that was published in the journal Science this week from Michelle Reeler and her colleagues, and they've actually found a new subspecies of mosquito that is very susceptible to the most dangerous form of malaria parasite. So most of what we currently know about the mosquitoes that live in this particular area of West Africa that they studied is because researchers go into people's houses and they capture the adult mosquitoes in the houses. But what Michelle Reeler and her colleagues did was they actually collected larvae of this species called Anopheles gambiae from pools around these villages in Burkina Faso. And what they found was there are actually two genetically distinct groups of these larvae. So one that is genetically clustered with the ones inside the houses, but then this whole other separate group, which is kind of interesting in a way that there's this whole separate group that people didn't know about because they've only been collecting mosquitoes inside the houses. And what they did was they took them back to the lab and they fed them a blood meal, so blood that had been infected with Plasmodium falciparum, which is the most deadly form of malaria to humans. And what they found was that 58% of this exophilic, so that the group that likes to live outside, became infected, compared to only 35% of the ones that were known to live indoors, so the ones that had been captured before. So that's quite a large difference in the amount of infection, and it's quite worrying that so many more of this new species are infected compared to the ones we know.
It's interesting that it was overlooked because of a sampling error. People were looking at the kind of mosquitoes that live in people's homes, reasonably, I suppose, but they completely overlooked the mosquitoes that don't live in homes, the species that have evolved and live outside people's homes, and turns out they're really infectable. But, and this is a sort of fly or even mosquito in the ointment, excuse me, and that is just because they can be infected doesn't mean they actually pass it on to humans, though, does it?
Yes, so there isn't actually any evidence to suggest that these mosquitoes are anthropophagous, which is a great word, which means that there's no evidence that they actually feed on humans. And just because they're more infectable with malaria doesn't necessarily mean that they are more likely to infect humans. But it's kind of interesting because all of the current strategies for dealing with malaria are focused on what you can do in the home. So mosquito nets over the bed, spraying the insides of the houses with insecticides. And obviously, if there is this outdoor living group that could kind of scupper those plans, we may need to possibly rethink our strategies.
Indeed. So just because there isn't any evidence that they do infect humans doesn't mean at the moment that they don't. We just need to, now we've identified them, go and have a look.
Exactly.
I suppose.